And you know what rat bane is? Are you acquainted with that? It's a little plant that grows wild, and it's green, and it has little white veins in it. And, you know, kind of it runs and grows on the long ground. Well, my neighbor down here, Miss Velvy, she gets fat and makes tea out of it for kidney infections. And she's bad to get wild herbs. She uses yellow root for stomach trouble, and she uses blood root for something. I get what it is. But she grew up in the country. I knew her daddy and mother. I don't remember her as much as I do a sister, Gladys, that's younger than her. But they grew up right around in the community we did when we lived in Pickens. And she's bad to get out and get plants, herbs, you know, wild herbs. Another plant that is a good price if you get enough to sell is gold seal. But I don't know what that is. We never did find none when I'd be out with Joe. He knew what the plant looked like, but I didn't. So I'm not really well acquainted with too many wildflowers. Now, there's a yellow one that grows along the country roads, and I noticed some down here that we call nigger toes. Are you acquainted with that? It's an orange-colored daisy-like flower with a black center ring. We call that nigger toes. And then this wild flower that grows a big flat head blossom on it that grows, I've got some going up here. It's a wedding lace, a wild wedding lace. And when we got married, that was our flowers. There was a preacher and his wife. We didn't have a formal church wedding. We went to a preacher's house and got married. And there was a preacher from Atlanta and his wife that was fish and Joe's daddy and mother. Well, she got out and she got those flowers. And she had some of them stuck food color, and she had some of them blue and some of them pink. They were beautiful. And she made the most beautiful arrangements and decorated that house with me ever saw for us when we come back home. And we always look forward to them blooming in July because we call them our wedding flowers. And a lot of times I'd get out, you know, and get their bouquet and bring them in. But back then, I know it's so funny. I could have got a marriage certificate because we got our license in Pickens County. But I just never did. But this was before your time. You know, you used to go to order rosebud and clover and save sale. I know you've heard of it. Probably heard your mother or grandparents talk about it. Well, I had a picture that I'd got with, I'd bought a box of clover and save for rosebud one from somebody. And I'd got a picture. It was a marriage certificate. It had the places to fill out, you know, and had the little cherubs holding the ribbon and everything. It said marriage certificate. Well, when Joe died, filling out everything and the Social Security and everything, Mr. Hamby from mill office wondered if I had a marriage certificate. And I said, no, we just never did get one. I said, we could have, but I said, we just didn't. I said, I'll tell you what I have got. I said, and it was before his time, too. I said, do you remember the Clovering and Rosebud Say pictures? And he said, I don't believe I do. I said, well, I've got one of those that was filled out the day that we married. And my brother next to me and one of my first cousins went with us as witnesses. And their names is on there. And so I got it, and he looked at it. And, you know, you tell it's real old. He said, yeah, we can use that. And so he carried it to the mill office. I don't know what he thought about it. But I'd call it an antique because that had been nearly 45 years.